tuning in to Podcast Viewfinder. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Podcast Viewfinder. We look at the world around you, the news, movies, video games, music, TV shows, social media, and commercials to see what worldview they promote. Everything pushes a worldview, and we want to help you find your view.
We're going to recapture my creatures before they get hurt. They're currently in alien terrain, surrounded by millions of the most vicious creatures on the planet. Humans. Hey everybody, I'm Chris.
I'm James.
I'm Trevor.
I'm Adrian.
And I'm Luke.
Luke!
Hey.
Welcome to Podcast Viewfinder, episode 80. We're excited. Because today is Luke's birthday.
What?
Happy birthday to you! We can't sing it because it's copyrighted. I don't think it is anymore.
I don't think it is anymore.
Okay.
It's so old.
But we're a talking podcast and not singers. So, hey, we're episode 80. This is a big deal.
That's my birthday age.
Did
you not remember that quiz I took that said I was a baby boomer?
Yeah, that's true.
I am 80 years old.
Yeah. That's the best.
So celebrate, we're drinking Sprecher's Root Beer. I wish we had sponsors. Today's podcast, we'll be drinking Sprecher's Root Beer.
And eating Stephen Lives Chocolates.
Yeah, man, it's a good day for consuming on the podcast. What we're going to talk about consuming today. We're also going to talk about what we've been watching. Some crazy stuff from Florida, as always. And what's going on in the box offices and all that. So, hey, thanks for tuning in. We're excited. You chose to be a part of this podcast, so this is your first time. Leave us a review. What?
Which one's peanut butter?
The one that has peanut butter in it. You're trying to find... Yeah.
Try them all.
I tried three.
So
my wife said to the chocolates we have, she said they have letters on them to tell you what they are.
What?
So yeah. It should be this one. Yeah, see, S for strawberry, B for buttercream.
Oh. Buttercream? That's what that is?
That one should
oh
be.
Oh my goodness. Mind blown. Wow.
Yeah, so there you go.
Way to keep our podcast on worldview.
Yeah, but if chocolate eaters are listening to this podcast, they're like, you know what? I didn't know that about chocolate. I found that out today. Is that true of all the chocolate assorted chocolates?
Just, no,
yeah,
just
but
Stephen
I don't
Lynch,
see a P for peanut butter.
It's an the M for muskrat. So we always start off the show with, not always, but most of the time, we start off the show with what we've been watching or listening to or reading. And so, Adrian, you saw The Arrival this week.
I did.
How was it?
It was really good. It's
nice. I've heard it's slow-ish.
It is. Don't go into it thinking that it's going to be like...
Independence Day?
Yeah, like a big high-action alien movie. It's definitely more of like a human drama.
Oh.
But, I mean, there's like suspense. It's definitely, you feel suspense the whole movie.
Because there's aliens.
Yeah.
There's aliens.
So... But I think it's a really cool... See, it has a different worldview, like a cool worldview. And
what's the worldview? Can you tell without spoiling everything? We already know that it's the cookbook.
Yeah, we already...
I don't want to know if that's real or not, because I have a feeling it might be close. But okay, so...
What? Okay, they're from the Twilight Zone?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I won't tell you if that's true or not, but,
Wait, are you gonna watch it?
Yeah, I want to see this movie.
Yeah, it's really good. I think you definitely would like it, Chris.
I know I would.
There was a quote that she says in the movie. She says, like, if you knew all the things that were gonna happen in your life, like, the good and the bad, would you choose to live them and not change anything?
Yeah, absolutely, I'd change it all.
And...
If there were good things going to happen, why would you change it?
But, like, even, like, really bad stuff, too. Like...
Wait, so if you knew the good and bad stuff that was going to happen, would you change all of it?
Or any of it?
I would change the bad and then make it
the
good.
The moment I met Chris.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm changing that. Too bad you're stuck.
Okay, I mean, at the very beginning... Her daughter dies.
Wow! Spoiler alert!
Is this the first 5 minutes or is this the
like,
first 30
kind of like the Up beginning.
Oh, okay.
What's the Up beginning?
Up. The movie,
like,
Up?
Oh.
His wife dies.
But that's like a little, like the very beginning starts with a montage.
I mean, she's seen life. I mean, that one's like the daughter, maybe not because she's young.
So it's like if she knew that was going to happen, would she choose to have her daughter?
Oh wow!
Kind
Man.
Of thing. So there, it's like
that's
struggle.
A big decision.
It's
Holy
like
cow.
Struggles with that kind of stuff. So,
okay.
It's not what I was expecting, but really good.
I know what you're talking about. We can't talk about it around Chris. I didn't even watch the movie, but I know how it ends.
Okay.
And what? The circle's very important, right?
It's the circle.
It's their language. It's the circle of life. Right?
Yes. So, I mean, it's their language. That's how they communicate. So
wink,
it's important.
All right, James. Okay.
Speaking of Twilight Zone,
James speaks alien. Yeah.
Yeah, I got one.
What'd you watch?
I watched a Twilight Zone episode that I thought was actually something to talk about.
All right.
I had a pretty good worldview. Quick synopsis. Spoiler alert. This is like 50, 60 years old at this point.
Yeah.
It's about this actor who's aging. He's like 50 or 60. And all he can talk about is the good old days. He's like when his first wife was alive. And when she died, it's just that's all he can talk about for the first thing, first half. And then he goes to his play practice, and there's a new director who's like a young upstart guy who's trying to get everyone pumped for the play, and he just doesn't like him. He's like, I want to go back to the past. So he runs out, and then the next thing you know, he's back in the past in 1927.
Wait, how did he get back there?
Twilight Zone.
Yeah, enough that, said.
That's just how it is.
So is it a similar thing? Would you go back and change stuff?
Well, it's not exactly. Like, he go back in the past, and he's like, everything's different. It's all different. Everything seems to be different. He's like,
oh.
The person who he, his wife, she's like, different. He's like, I don't remember you being like this. His best friend's different. He's like, I don't remember any of you guys being like this. I don't, what become of you? And he's like, I he just leaves at some point. And but he takes like this, notebook with him, like, because they hit him with a notebook, because they're all playing around, and he's like, I don't like how you guys became. And when he goes back to the playroom, he opens up, and he's back in the future, and he's reading, not the future, the past.
Back in the present.
Present, yeah. And he reads the notebook, and it was like a notebook titled, What to Do When the Guy Comes Back. Like, all these people in the past were trying to prevent him from just being stuck in the past, so they're trying to make him hate the past. And that's how it was. It was all like a setup.
Wow.
They're like, you need to stop thinking about us. We're in the past. You need to live.
You need to keep going forward with your life.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
Oh,
and he's
man.
Like, he's reading it.
I know.
And he's like, oh, they did this for me. They did it because they loved me so much that they didn't want me to be stuck with the past. And
yeah.
So he moved on. And he's like, starts going with the play. And he gets along with the director, the new director. And he's...
Yeah, okay.
Well, what's the twist? Because there's always a twist.
That was the
and
twist. The twist was that yeah. they were his past people.
So
I don't know.
Were acting like acting mean.
They were specifically
and weird.
Acting different,
so that he would
so that
not
he would
like
understand
it.
That.
Yeah. Was he old in the past?
He was old in the past. Like
so, he came back to live it.
I thought it was going to be his.
It was like
his
one
perception
night.
Of what he thought was great wasn't really that great.
No,
it really
wasn't. It was they were really trying to
make
like,
him not
so, don't like us anymore. Like what? And then he's like, "Oh, they did it. They did it for me." He's like, "What I remember is correct, but what they're trying to tell me is stop just living in the past."
Yeah, and that I mean because we talked a little bit like last week about death and stuff and how like we want things to stop, like we want everything to stop and everybody to like. Be part of our grief and stuff, but like life keeps going and things keep happening. And Adrian, you and I talked about this off podcast a while, like just how, like you, like the things that are like, okay, I have to go to work, I have to do these things, and you're like, I want to do these things, like I want to reminisce, I want to like grieve, I want these things to happen. One of my favorite movies, Harold and Maude, I've talked about it. It's weird. I don't know if I can really recommend that movie. It's bizarro. But there's a great scene in it where... What?
Bizarro.
Bizarro. Yeah, it's weird. But there's a great scene in it where they're at this funeral and they're like going out front. They're taking the pallbearers are walking out to... It's like the church and they're taking the casket out to the graveyard. And while they're walking out, there's a marching band on the street going by, like they're practicing. It's like a high school marching band. And it's just like that reminder of like you're in your grief moment and you're like consumed with this stuff. And like, well, because the past, like you're thinking about like, oh, I wish it could go back to this way. But like everything else keeps going. Like it doesn't, life doesn't just stop for you in your grief and pain. Like it keeps going. And like people, like there's other people out there and they're living their lives and you're like, but I want everybody to stop, and I want everybody to realize and focus and all this stuff. And it just kind of, it reminded me of that, because he's like, I want to go back to the past and I want to live things how they are, but he can't because it keeps going forward. Like, his life keeps going forward. So, it's grief, man.
It was a good episode.
Do you know what number it was? I want to go
season
see it now.
Two. It's the thing about Templeton. The trouble with Templeton or something
the
like
trouble
that.
With Templeton.
All I know is that Templeton is in the title.
Okay.
It's the only one with Templeton in the title.
Also,
so.
The rat in Charlotte's Web.
Yeah, I wonder if that's a correlation.
Templeton, what?
The rat from Charlotte's Web. Okay, Trevor, sorry, we didn't really properly introduce Trevor. Trevor, you've been on the show before a couple times or just once?
Trevor is famous.
Trevor is known best for his work. No, he was in a different group, but now he's another group called
Taryn.
Gosh, I said Taryn. Taryn. I mean, is any of your music online right now?
Well, there's someone like SoundCloud, YouTube, but I haven't really released anything with that yet. It's kind of like working on it, so.
But wait, is there any Taryn stuff out there right now?
Not on Spotify or iTunes.
Okay, but on
YouTube
and SoundCloud.
Yeah.
And Taryn is spelled T-E-R-R-I-N-E.
No, T-E-R-I-N-E.
Oh, man, I thought there was two R's. I thought, okay,
yeah,
one R.
Yeah, good thing you're not charged with that.
But Trevor was gracious enough to make our intro and outro music, and all our music. Anything on this podcast that has sound to it,
yep,
besides our voices. Yeah, Trevor made our
Actually, he's made those too.
Background stuff. Yeah,
this is actually him just playing keys on a keyboard.
Yeah, we don't exist. So this week, what'd you watch?
I watched Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
And so that's the new Harry Potter film.
Yep.
And Harry Potter's not in it. May rest in peace. So this is a prequel. Was this a book? Was this a Harry Potter book?
I'm not really sure.
No, I don't think it was.
This was all the stuff that came from Pottermore.
What? It's Pottermore?
What is that?
Pottermore is the online Harry Potter world.
Yeah, online Harry Potter world that has tidbits.
Does she have anything to do with it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
She, it's like canon, whatever she writes on there.
Okay, so why didn't she make a book? She could have made millions of books.
Because she made,
J.K. Rowling's problem.
What?
Is that she's listening to fans too much, and because, The Cursed Child is pretty much just, fan fiction.
Oh, yeah, that's...
It's terrible.
It's like Star Wars.
It sold a ton, right? Isn't it play?
The play
is doing well. Apparently, it's really good.
But the book.
But the book.
I heard it wasn't really a book, though.
It's a script. It's a script. Yeah.
What's the read a script?
A lot of people.
Harry
Potter is so huge. If you attach the name Harry Potter to it, people buy it.
I don't get it. Harry Potter is the worst.
No, he's not. No,
he's a terrible wizard. Ron's better wizard than he is. No, he has a broken wand half of the series.
All right. Trevor, how is Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them?
I thought it was pretty good. I liked it. It was related to the Harry Potter. They kept consistency with the original one.
This is the American magics, right?
So one of the guys, the main guy, his name's Newt, he's from Britain, which is where Harry Potter all them from, and he comes to New York and kind of learns about their wizarding world. And so, without giving any spoilers away, it's got a good blend of humor, and also there's some kind of intense dark moments too.
This is supposed to be one of five movies, right? Is it five or six total?
There's six more.
Six more,
something like that.
So
they got to make all that money.
So can I go on Pottermore and read all the story? Or is it just
bits and pieces?
And so they just kind of took because this is one of the texts that they studied in
the books
in Hogwarts. Yeah, it's one of their required reading. Yeah, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. So this is the stories of that. But this is not a book or not anything. So this is mainly made up.
Yeah.
Was that the book that was alive and that tried to eat the students?
No.
That was
Tom Riddle's Diary.
No,
the Taming Creatures book or whatever. He had to pet its back.
Yeah.
So, was there any worldview stuff in this? They push. Did you want to be a magician after this? Is what that was the problem with the first Harry Potter books. People people are going to want to be magicians after this.
What's wrong with that? Well, no, I didn't think it was like that. This one almost.
Magician.
I don't want to spoil anything, but it kind of went the other way because there were some characters that were. Kill the witches or whatever. So it brought in, I guess, the muggle world. Theirs is called, No Magics or something in America. So it was almost like they were trying to live in secrecy and, conflict with that.
Ah.
So,
One of like the main, I guess, themes in it was just be who you are and accept people. And that was kind of like
a kind thing.
Yeah.
James, you saw.
Hoo-yah! Kung Fu Panda.
Oh, so he's about to go into anime.
Kung Fu Panda 3.
The third one.
This has been out a while, but did you like it?
I mean, it came out on Netflix.
It's on Netflix.
Oh, that was good. Oh, that was funny. A lot of spiritual realm stuff.
Yeah, this one went a lot more into the spirit world than the other ones have. Yeah.
Your chi. Everybody has chi and developing the chi.
Yeah.
So, liked it. I mean...
It's funny. It's Jack Black.
You need to talk about the spiritual stuff with the kids if you watch it with them.
But, yeah, for sure.
But other than that, yeah, I'd enjoy it. I'd recommend it.
Chocolate. Yeah. Is that chocolate? What is it?
Chocolate and chocolate?
No, you can have it. I just want to know what it was. Okay.
What is going on?
We're eating chocolate. Okay.
Obviously, there's more going on.
Hey, I told you we're eating chocolate and drinking root beer today.
You don't want to miss out.
Steven lives. And Speckers. All right. So I watched two episodes. It's a Netflix show called Haters Back Off. And it stars YouTube sensation Miranda Sings. Ooh. Who? Okay. So she was on Jimmy Fallon as her real self. And so Miranda Sings is this YouTube, like she puts her like her hair up weird and then puts on this lipstick and she talks really annoying. And like, does she do something like when she shows her mouth more, is like a mouth breather or something weird? I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure if she's supposed to have special needs or not. Like that's what I don't, because like on the show, she's like completely oblivious to everything and like really self-centered. But like it almost seems like she's... not there all mentally. So I don't know. I don't know the character enough.
I think it's probably unintentional.
Maybe. So, because she's like homeschooled and her sister's not. Her sister's normal. But, she's really annoying to me, but like it was actually kind of funny. Like some of the stuff is pretty funny because like her uncle is trying to like make her this viral sensation on the internet, like to make her really famous and stuff. And so...
Is it a documentary, or is it like...
No, it's like...
She plays Miranda.
Yeah, yeah. So...
Like Miley Cyrus.
But Miranda sings, like, she thinks she's, like, a really great singer, and, like, that she's the best, and everybody else, like, her family encourages her uncle and her mom kind of encourage her, but her sister and, like, everybody else is like, you're the worst. And
was she the worst?
Oh, yeah, she's terrible. But... So, but one episode, I think it was the first episode, her uncle's like, oh, I'm going to get you in a commercial. And so he like works at this pet store that sells fish. And so he sets up all these lights and he's going to do the shot of her. And so, but while she's like doing the takes, all the fish die. So they're trying to like stuff rocks in the fish's mouth to like make them sink. So it looks like they're actually... floating
what?
And stuff. Yeah. It was actually pretty funny. But like her stuff I don't necessarily like, but it's just like the weirdness of it. It's almost like a Napoleon Dynamite kind
of.
That's
what I was thinking it sounds like.
Like it's just she's just so far out there. But there is some funny stuff, cuz the second episode she tries to join a church choir and like she only joins it cuz the guy that leads it is really pretty, and so she's like likes him and wants to join the choir for him. But
guy's pretty.
Yeah. He's pretty. Not like handsome.
He's pretty. I don't know. He's handsome. Whatever. He looks good. He's a dreamboat. Is that better? Okay. So
why did you use the term pretty? Is that your own term?
I just said pretty. Sorry. He was attractive. I didn't want it to make it sound weird. Like, oh yeah, man, this guy was attractive. Like I just said whatever.
Pretty is made you sound way weirder.
Yeah,
okay,
very
hey, get off my podcast. So anyways, one of the things with the church segment is like one of the worldviews that they kind of push, because she comes home, she's talking to her sister, and she's like, why'd you join the choir? You don't need to be in the choir. You're not that good or whatever. And she's like, I joined the choir so that God will owe me later when I ask him for something. And you're like,
wow.
Oh. And it's kind of that, I mean, a lot of people have that mentality about the church world and about God. Like, hey, if I do the good things, then like God will owe me something. And he shouldn't
and let it's any... always more. Like, I sang in the choir, so you may like big time.
Yeah.
You're like, wait, what is, you gotta heal... what is the equal amount of payback if I sing to you? Like, you want God to sing to you?
Right.
Would that
I guess
be fair?
It's the cost that... So if I sing in the choir, that'd be a lot, because I don't like singing in the choir.
Or being in front of people.
You're being in front of people.
So you can't get paid back the same you gave?
No, I would be get paid back. What I gave was a huge amount, though.
You sang in a choir. That's what you gave.
That's a huge
amount for him. It's a huge amount.
The cost for me to sing in the choir is greater.
I mean, maybe anxiety-wise, but
yeah, exactly.
Physically-wise, all you did was sing out of key.
Is not the physical body the mental body as well, James?
Yeah,
is not my mental health also the physical health?
Yes. But so, I mean, how do we put a
so I get what Luke's saying. Like, yeah, so for some people... And but that's... Like, you're like, oh, I did all this for you, God, and then... I got a flat tire on the way home. Really? Really, God? You're going to do that for me? And so, but the dynamics of her family, it's pretty funny. It's TV-14. I don't, there might have been one or two bad words, but there's some like odd dialogue because her and her uncle say stuff. And her mom's like, I don't think you should say that. And they're like, what? Like, because like they don't get that it's like, it sounds weird, but I don't know. But other than that, It's just an odd show. I don't know. I've only watched two episodes. I don't know if I'd recommend it or not. Content wise, it's not anything bad, but it's just weird. But you feel bad for her because like she thinks she's great at something, and people won't really tell her the truth. And when they do, she's like she just thinks that they're jealous. Like she won't hear the truth about how she is. So she thinks she's something great, and everybody else is like, nah, you're not that great. So. She does go pass out headshots at her sister's school. She's like, oh, here's a headshot. I'm Miranda. I'm from the internet.
And she gets arrested for saying the word headshot.
Headshot in school. So, all right.
Ooh, that was a long one.
All right, the topic of the week. There's a lot of us today. We're going to talk about consumerism.
Why'd you say it like that?
I was hoping later Trevor would give me a cool sound effect. It's like...
you should have had you bring your computer and then you could just
do them live.
The sound effect version.
The 808.
So when you finish up school and move back to Evansville...
Yes.
You can do that.
Move back to Evansville. What?
Yeah, everyone moves back
He's not moving back to Evansville.
Oh, no, he is.
He's moving away. New Evansville.
Maybe it doesn't count for him living in Evansville because he lives in Newburgh. So maybe that's the only reason why. Bow, bow,
bow. Okay, so we're talking about consumerism. I'm going to start doing that when you guys have dumb arguments.
Please.
So today is the Monday before Thanksgiving. You guys are probably going to listen to this on Tuesday when we post it. But Thanksgiving's coming up. And so happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Well, we'll talk about Thanksgiving after this.
That's a good topic.
Yeah,
wow.
we're talking about consumerism. Then we can talk about what we're thankful for after that. So Black Friday usually happened after, like it was like 4 a.m. or 5 a.m. stores would open on Friday.
Yeah,
and then. Did you guys know why it's called Black Friday? I didn't know this for
the
longest time.
Because they go into the black, the companies, meaning they break even or go above.
Yeah. So if you're in the red, that means you're not
doing well.
Yeah, and then when you go in the black, that means you've made positive stuff. So Black Friday was this huge sale day, and then now it was like last year they started opening on Thursday night.
Yeah, because, I mean, well, one store's like, you know what? We can get more customers this way. Because, I mean, if you had to choose between Best Buy and Target at the same time, which one are you going to choose?
Please don't touch me. I would go with Best Buy always.
Target's like, hey, we'll open up a little earlier. So
they were doing midnight for a while. Then they started doing midnight for a few years. And now, yeah. But
they gave you plenty of time.
So Walmart last year was great because they, like, tiered it. They're like, okay, at 6 o'clock, these things are on sale. 8 o'clock, these things. 10 o'clock. And so, like, you could come at the time that you wanted the things that you wanted. So that way, the stores weren't, like, as crowded. My wife and I went to Toys R Us last year, and that was a disaster. Because we had to wait in a line that wrapped around the whole entire store.
And it's all for an Elmo doll.
And, yeah. And he didn't even laugh when I tickled him. He peed. So, but we had... like those Disney Infinity characters, and there was a sign that said they were like a dollar for like all these old ones. So we had a ton of them, and we got up there, and this is why I don't like this stuff. So we got up there, and the guy's like, oh, they're ringing up this price. I was like, well, the sign said they're a dollar, and there's this other guy over there, like that worked there, that said they would honor that it was a dollar. But by the time we had gotten around, he's like, oh no, that's not right. That wasn't the right price. But he's like, but I said you could have them for a dollar. So the guy is sitting there. There's still a line around the whole entire store. He's like, well, I have to go get my manager wherever she is, and like she'll have to come correct it and stuff. And I was like, it's fine or whatever. And then my wife, Angela, she's going to listen to the podcast and like punch me later for saying this. But like she gets mad, right? And then I get mad because she's like, we could have gotten these for a dollar. I was like, I know, but I, because I don't want to inconvenience people. And so well, I should have stood my ground. Problem. I know.
You waited in a line.
Yeah, for hours. Waited that long line.
Okay, I know I was wrong.
So what you need to do also is to take a quick picture of the price so that you can just be like, look, I have a picture of today's date and time.
No, well, the store guy vouched for us. He said, yeah, I told him they could have it for this price. But
well, that's because
they had to wait a really long time. And I was like, I don't, like,
you're just too nice.
I didn't want to inconvenience people. Yeah, I know. And I, then I feel, like, bad because I'm like, well, they really shouldn't be giving this for a dollar. And somebody's going to, China's not going to have a job next year because they're not going to be making Disney Infinity stuff anymore. And so.
It's not China anymore. It's
I like, know. They don't make Disney Infinity anymore. But I felt bad. And then like, my wife and I were fighting about it. I'm like, this is a dumb thing to fight about.
You just had Thanksgiving the day
before. How much would you have saved?
That day, because it was Thursday night. Yeah, right. What?
How much total savings were you getting?
Oh, a lot. Because they're like, $10-15. They're cheap now. But,
that's why she was mad.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you could have sold those online.
I know, for a lot of money. So, maybe not that
I'm
much.
I'm mad at you right now, and I was even there.
Yeah.
I can't believe how dumb you are, Shadowin. Well, all right, so.
He's specifically waiting in line because you're like, oh, these are $1. And then they're like, oh, they're $10 now.
Just kidding.
Like, ah, I'm fine.
I like to wait in lines for fun.
What you should have done is just
wait,
like...
So we bought other stuff. I mean, why even tell the story? And I'm getting mad again. All right, so...
hey, you only have one person to get mad at.
So today, yeah, my
yourself.
Wife. Just kidding. I wasn't mad at anyone.
I've never had any of those stories.
Okay.
Because well, I've never... I don't wait in lines. Yeah. It's not even worth it. I'll pay the extra dollar. To
yeah.
not wait in a line.
Yeah.
I'll pay the
line.
Extra $10 to
no.
not wait
you know,
in a
right
line.
Now, yeah. Trevor, what did you say? Roller coaster lines?
No. I don't. I'm not waiting in lines for stuff that lasts like a minute and a half or less. Roller coasters are super fast, especially the Raven. It's like.
That's how you don't go on the Raven. Like
World
Voyage.
30 seconds. That's like 30 seconds. I'm not going to wait. 10 minutes for 30 seconds.
Well, there's...
No. Chris, the sound effect of this is a dumb
That's
argument.
Why you find the oldest... No, you find, like, the oldest rickety thing, and that no one's in line for that, and you just keep going.
Yeah.
Sure, you might fly off and die, but at least you don't have to wait in lines.
One lady did. Okay. All right, so today I'm driving, and I'm driving by... there's a sign. It's one of those awful signs. They're like... It's like the little like old like you see like a car
it's
lots
an old marquee,
or something.
Everyone.
Yeah, old marquee. And so it said, "Kids have enough stuff?" Question mark. Start ornaments. So this is a Hallmark store. They're advertising ornaments, but it's like.
So wait, is that Hallmark store still around? Because when you say old marquee, it sounds like it shut down and just left the letters out.
No, it's like a marquee like you don't see anymore. Because advertising's come a long way since the old marquees.
We have digital now.
Yeah, so...
Not, yeah.
And,
well, not the church.
But yeah, but it says...
So wait, so, you saw that today?
Yeah, I took this picture today.
While driving.
Wow. Yeah, while driving. I was at a stoplight, and then I took it. So, it was green. Everybody behind me was honking, but I still... So, no, but yeah, so kids have enough stuff. Start ornaments. So it's saying, like, hey, you have enough... Like, of toys and all that stuff, so you should buy ornaments for your Christmas tree, like, for your kids. Like, they yeah. want ornaments. My mom was probably there buying, like, hundreds of ornaments. Like, my kids do have enough stuff. They need more ornaments. My mom, like, we'll, like, put up our Christmas tree. I'm like, I don't know what this ornament's from. I know my mom bought it for me to, like, commemorate something. But, like, we have ornaments to commemorate the time I bought a computer. Ornaments like when Angela took karate for a year. Like, we have, like...
She took karate?
That's Taekwondo. So, like, there's all this... In college. So, there's, like, all this stuff that, like, my mom loves ornaments. And so, our tree has tons of ornaments on them. And now, my wife's getting that bug. She's like, oh, I'm gonna buy these ornaments. Remember this. So, remember when we got our daughter from China.
I also have that bug, too.
I know. Because you go, and you're like, oh, this is a great ornament. It'll remind me of these things. Yeah. All right. How many buy ornaments for your trees? No, Trevor. Nice. Trevor, this is a podcast. It's audio. You have to talk. Can't shaking your head. No, nobody hears that.
Oh, man. Don't get me started.
All right, you don't like ornaments, Luke?
I don't like the whole thing.
You don't like anything.
I want to take Christmas and just throw it in the trash.
Okay, that's why I think about Christmas.
Wow. Oh, man. You hate Jesus,
this
too?
Is the What Can't Luke Crap On segment.
What will Luke...
What won't Luke crap on?
Why
Christmas...
We...
Okay.
Luke doesn't like anything. We've established that. I know. Luke hates.
Let me tell you about Christmas.
Luke doesn't.
All right. Luke, enlighten us.
So my favorite movie of Christmas is the Muppets Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
That is.
And the reason why is because Ebenezer Scrooge is amazing. And for me, when I watch that movie, it's about three ghosts haunting a perfectly rational person and brainwashing him into wasting and spending his money. That's what I see when I watch that movie.
Yeah, but he finds love.
And then he dies.
It's all about love.
Christmas was in our hearts the whole time.
He had love with his money and his cold house.
No, but he didn't have love. That's the whole point.
He was a very frugal and smart business person.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was.
Like, he was happy before those things.
Frugal and greedy are two different things. He was greedy.
He didn't spend money, though. So he's frugal.
Sure, but he was greedy because he always tried to take more and take advantage of people to get more.
I think
they
just had too much sugar.
Out of their house.
Yeah, because they didn't pay the rent. It's called business, James. You don't pay the rent, you get thrown out.
Yeah, but his houses were
terrible.
That's
why I live at home.
We're talking about consumerism. Okay.
That is consumerism.
So,
house buying.
We looked up Black Friday mishaps, and this website came up, Black Friday Death Count. And they've been tracking it since 2006. There have been 7 deaths and 98 injuries. So, the injuries come from pepper spray.
Yeah.
In North Carolina, there are 20 at one time. Los Angeles,
amazing.
Pepper spray, 20 more at a Walmart. Most of these things happen at Walmart.
Of course they
Who
do.
Who would have guessed?
So, Black Friday worker rescued from a canal after losing control of car due to exhaustion. That goes in the injury one. The deaths are mainly like, one guy got trampled in
at
Walmart.
That's like a rough way to go.
Yeah. There's been shootings. Some are people, like, car wrecks after falling asleep. Because they stayed up all night, like, getting a TV. There was a stabbing. The guy lived, but there was an injury. Scenes of chaos during chain stores Black Friday sales in Northern Ireland. That's 2013. Were you there, Adrian?
Yeah.
2013. Do you remember that?
No.
She was Black Friday
at the
shopping.
Physical location where it happened.
Right? She was in Ireland.
I
She's
was
the
not
one that
in
started.
Northern Ireland, though.
She's like, hey, you know what? In America, we fight on Black Friday. She's her throwing buzz.
Wait, in Ireland, that's not good. They will fight.
Are you sure
it's
Irish or not, Scottish?
UK Black Friday madness. Woman with broken wrist, head injury from fallen TV during scuffle. Black Friday brawl at Kohl's in Tustin ends in 3 arrests. Thanksgiving shopper hit by car at Wyomissing Walmart. I mean, that was another injury. So
this is amazing.
All right. So why do people get so crazy over TV sales and PlayStations and whatever?
Because it's 4K. Come on.
Yeah, actually, it all depends on if new technology comes out. You feel like it's better because it's transitional. So this year will be big with 4K.
Yeah, but is like a couple $100 worth of your life?
People think it's not your life; it's someone else's life.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but like you get injured. Like this lady has a head injury and a broken wrist.
She probably didn't think
TV
that
scuffle
was going to happen. I mean, how many people really think, man, I'm going to go out and get totally pummeled?
Or, like, I would die for this TV. No one's
going to
think
that.
I don't
know how much the item also as, like, because that TV's been there before. You just didn't really care to buy it then. Now you want it just because
it's on sale. You don't have to sacrifice as much. It's all about sacrifice and pleasure.
I remember going to Walmart one time, and they had, like, everything, like, in these bundles. And then they, like, unwrap them real quick, and then everybody just, like, masses just grab them all at once.
There you know what it is.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy. So,
like,
I remember,
I don't want this.
I remember I was standing there, and me and my friend had been there like a long time. And then, like, they open it up, and then this lady from like nowhere is like pushing her way in and like reaching under trying to grab. So I stepped on her. No, I'm just kidding. But I felt this rage inside me. Like, no, I've been waiting here, and you're trying to come in and grab stuff that, like, you gotta wait in line like us. I remember getting like really mad about it. I'm like, No, wait, calm down, man. Like, it's okay. Like, it's okay if you don't get this video game for $20. Like,
well, wait, you just waited forever for it. No, it's not okay, Chris. That's why you lost it. Toys R Us.
What?
Why don't they make lines?
Well, they do now. They do it differently now. But yeah, before they would just like rip off stuff and people would go. That's where people get hurt because they like rip it off all at once and people are like.
It's like you're like in the Thunderdome at that point. Yeah. And that's
why.
I just want money.
That's why I had those shoes that like, had little knives on the front.
One person leaves with the entire thing.
Yeah, I know. It was like, I got it.
I brought the pepper spray. I got it.
So, yeah, 20 people are injured.
It's like.
So Trevor got his movie.
Every time I think of these sales, I always think about the Anchorman fight in Anchorman, you know, where they just all...
I haven't seen that movie.
They escalate. Oh, it's one of the best fight scenes ever. They just escalate what they brought. Like, at one point, someone's got a grenade, and it started with, like, brass knuckles.
Yeah.
And they just start fighting. That's what I think about when all these, like, scuffles at Walmart. Like,
just somebody's going to...
Is that someone's like, oh, yeah, you got that knife? Well, I got...
killed that man with a trident.
This knife, which also... Remember that scene from Lemony Snicket's?
Yeah.
Yeah, where they were pulling out knives, each one, and then she pulls out a harpoon gun. She's like, what? That's a harpoon gun.
This is a new Lemony Snicket trailer. Check it out. All right, so Adrian, you put a Sainsbury's Christmas ad up. Tell us the gist of this ad.
I would say it's the anti-consumerism.
Wait, but what is Sainsbury's, first of all?
Sainsbury's is
Sainsbury's.
A grocery store in the UK. And so they just released an ad. James Corden is singing it. And
singing it? That's James Corden?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So it's just a song about, like, I want to give my kids a perfect gift. And then at the end of the song, he realizes the perfect gift is me. Like, I'm going to spend time with my family, and that's what's important.
But it's an ad for a store that needs people to buy stuff so they can stay in business.
Right. But it's food. So you, like, just... fellowship with their family and have food.
Okay.
They're trying to push their competitors down. Be like, don't go to retail stores. Go to grocery stores. Food is where it's at.
Yeah, eat some food around the table.
Where the family is.
Seems... Now,
this ad was cool because it did use the word Christmas in it. So,
wow,
that happened.
Yeah, the greatest gift that I can give is me, is what it was saying.
For Christmas.
No one ever accepts that gift from me, though.
They're like,
so cheap. No, you can keep you.
Watch this YouTube video. I'm telling my 5-year-old this. Hey, watch this YouTube video. Here I am. But we're trying to teach our daughters that. Like, because last year for Christmas, I'm like, all right, Quincy, even if you didn't get presents, would you still be happy? And she's like, yeah, because I got my family. And so...
Aww.
Like,
really cute.
She doesn't think that this year.
She was blowing. I don't
believe it.
I know.
She was playing chicken.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, she's getting better. When her sister blew out her birthday candles this year, we freaked out because we thought she was going to go nuts.
And it was the dark, so she could have done anything.
And she just laughed and we...
Wait, what?
So it was Quincy's birthday, and we were singing his birthday song, and the lights were out, and we're bringing the candles forward, and suddenly he just goes, and blew them out real quick.
Oh, blew all of them out.
In one puff, like what? So quick.
Why did she do that?
I got it on film, and you just hear this audible gasp from like from all my family, because like, they're like... Because they know, like, Quincy's kind of high-strung sometimes, but she handled it like
she's only, what, 5?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude.
What? What's a 5-year-old have to be high-strung about?
Oh, no. Yeah. Like, kids are super high-strung. When something happens real quick that's not in their control, they flip out. You have enough nieces and nephews. You should know this.
I don't pay
attention. He's not around them.
Yeah, well, okay.
Give them you for Christmas then.
Yeah,
I don't give my nieces and nephews any gift.
What?
I give them me. The presence of me.
That's the greatest gift.
I hang out with them. I watch them. That's their gift.
What if at the end of that video, like the guy's like, the greatest gift that I can give is me, and then John Acuff comes out and goes, no. It's Jesus. Yeah. Jesus juke. But, I don't know. So, just remember, if you go out Black Friday shopping, don't be part of the statistics of injuries and deaths on Black Friday. Actually, it's like all week now. Didn't you say there was something all week, Trevor?
Yeah. I went out on Thursday last year, Thursday evening, thinking, oh, man, I'm going to get ahead. And they're like, oh, man, we already had our sales. Sorry, we're done. And I was like... What?
Wait, Black Friday was over on Thursday?
Thursday.
It was over on Wednesday.
Yeah, apparently it was over on Wednesday.
Oh, wait, that was Wednesday?
He said it was throughout the week, and Thursday morning was the last day.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they're having another sale.
Yeah, and Lowe's.
Oh, they always have more sales.
Lowe's just has big stuff everywhere that says Black Friday month kind of thing.
Black Friday month? That doesn't even make sense.
Amazon. Black Friday month, 35 days.
You know what sale I can't wait for?
What?
The Steam sale. Video games, man.
Oh, yeah.
But now they have a refund policy that if you play less than 2 hours, you can get a free refund.
Oh,
as opposed to
you never. Once you bought a game, you could never get a refund on Steam. But now they have a refund policy.
Nice.
So now I'm going to buy just a whole bunch of games, play an hour and 59 minutes, and then return them.
There you go. You just beat the system. Good job, Luke.
I did.
Nobody thought of that.
My life is now complete.
Can you buy them again after that? Play for another.
Oh, okay. So now they're going to have Black Friday month. And then, like, people are going to be like, what about Black History Month? That's in February. And then there's going to be like, oh, Black Year. We're just going to do deals all year.
Retail companies would love to have an entire year in black.
Yeah. But, so they're having Black Friday month? That just sounds dumb to me. But,
yeah, but it's awesome for the rest of us who don't like to go out on Black Friday.
Yeah, but that's the fun, going out on Black Friday.
No, people die.
That's like shift fun. People and get away with it. So
less people die from Black Friday than from
shark attacks.
Lightning strikes, James.
All right, so
I didn't know that.
It's Thanksgiving this week, so what do you guys do for Thanksgiving? What are you thankful for? Like, what's a family tradition you enjoy? Favorite food? Don't say all those, just like one, because we don't have that much time. And I don't care that much. Just kidding. I care deeply.
No, he doesn't.
All right. Who's up?
All at once.
All right, fine. Nobody's thankful for anything. Right. Whereas, so our family, on Friday, we usually go to my aunt's farm. We're changing up this year, going to one of my other aunts. But I hope they have my favorite food, which I've never seen this anywhere else, but they're called stuffing balls. So they make like, they take like the stovetop stuffing or whatever brand they use, I don't know. And do they bake them? Like they make them, they like use like an ice cream scooper and like scoop them onto the pan and then bake them.
They use the corn baller.
The corn baller. And so then you have these like balls of stuffing that are crunchy on the outside and then like chewy. Oh, they're just the best. I love those things. So that's one of my favorite foods for Thanksgiving. I love those things.
So my favorite tradition of Thanksgiving is like during Thanksgiving there's always like how the Grinch stole Christmas for some reason.
Yeah.
And I always like to watch that, and right as he steals everything and takes up the, I just turn it off after that.
Like you turned it off after the ghost.
After he takes everything.
Man, it ends so well.
I was like, oh, this is great.
I love that Grinch.
I don't know. The ending to me that was the best, where he's just at the top of the mountain and all the stuff's gonna fall. So that's my favorite tradition.
Okay.
I'd have to say, kind of cliche, I just like getting together with my family because around, you know.
But now that you're in college, you guys are far away, so you come back together.
So we can all just be together, hang around, like, eat food and do nothing, which is like the best life.
I know, right?
Yeah. I mean,
your best life now.
With VR, you can do that without getting together. You just, like,
put on a VR helmet.
Have a Thanksgiving.
Get into a chat room. Yeah.
Yeah. Eat. Except one person might have, like, beans for dinner because they're poor. I don't know.
It's true.
Well, if it was VR, then you could just have the nicest thing you want for dinner.
Oh, yeah. This is the Matrix here.
Yeah. James, do you have a favorite food or tradition?
I really
or
like cranberry sauce.
Wait,
that stuff is great.
Do you like
stuff.
It in the can? And you're like,
no, like homemade.
And it comes out and it's still shaped like a.
It's not cranberry sauce. That is cranberry, like.
For probably, what, 20 years of our lives, that's the only. I didn't know cranberry sauce other than
was
that.
Was it actual sauce?
It was ocean spray. Yeah. Or whatever.
The fact that
that is great.
Right. But our mom didn't even like, stir it up. We sliced it like with the ridges of the can.
Yeah, so it looked like.
So I thought my whole life that cranberry sauce was that, and I was like, why would anybody?
No, it's excellent, right? Do you like it now?
But I've had homemade cranberry sauce now, and that's the best. Yeah,
I know, like, it was in the can, and like you would take off both ends of the can and like push it out, but it's like you like, shake it out, but it makes that like.
She put it in that like bowl. It's like a long...
We have so many sound effects today.
That it fit in there.
Why'd you even get it or eat it?
I don't know. Nobody would eat it. Like, well, it would stay in that can shape.
But you feel like you have to have it because it's Thanksgiving. So you're like, okay, we'll just have it anyway.
What about fruitcake? What do you guys think about fruitcake?
Oh, my dad loves fruitcake. He eats it.
I like fruitcake, too.
No, fruitcake is...
Oh, my wife makes a fantastic fruitcake.
Fruitcake is good. I don't understand the classic, oh, fruitcake never gets touched thing.
Well, fruit is for pies.
What?
Yeah, I agree.
What are you talking about?
Oh, no, well,
have you ever had a strawberry cake? A lemon cake?
All right.
Yeah, a single fruit, not multiple fruits.
Cranberry sauce.
Yeah, that's delicious. Listen, I said cranberry sauce and Adrian agrees.
Yeah, but I want to say my own thing.
Oh, yeah.
I personally am a big fan of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Ooh.
What's that? The big balloons. Sitting in my PJs with some hot chocolate or something and watching it.
Adrian and I have actually been to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
We have.
Watched it in person, and it was pretty phenomenal.
It was
also really cold, and I was really tired afterward because we had to get up super early, and then you just stand there all day. But,
those floats are really fun
to see it in person.
Yeah, it is cool to see. I recommend doing that once in your life.
Yeah. It's just a Batman movie. Lifetime thing.
Because of the Batman Tim Burton's movie? Batman, I'm never going to go see.
Yeah, you know, people die.
Yeah, because in the Tim Burton's Batman, the Joker shoots his poisonous gas from the balloons.
Yeah.
And it kills people.
Well, I don't remember that.
And now I'm never going to go because I have an irrational fear that the Joker...
And you've never been on a boat because of the Titanic.
Yeah.
And,
No, I went on a boat once. I never went back on because of that ride.
The ride? It's a movie or an actual event that happened. All right. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Have a great one. It's time for Florida Free Balloon.
Oh, we're done.
I know, I
just...
All right, see you later.
You wish, punks.
We still have a couple more sections of this.
So, Florida Foibles, this one was funny because it has to do with all the politics stuff going on recently. There's a mall Santa, because that happens this time of year. And a little girl came up, she was 10, and like sat on Santa's lap, and he said, "Have you been naughty or nice?" And she said, "Nice." And he's like, "You're on the nice list." He said, "You know who's on the naughty list? Hillary Clinton." And he laughed. And the girl told her mother, who reported it to the mall security. Well, and
what is that? Well, he wasn't breaking any laws.
The mall, the company that hired Santa. So the girl's mother called management, and a representative told News 6 that the mall officials called the company that hired Santa. Then he was removed, and now he has to go to counseling and human resources, and may not be allowed to be a mall Santa again.
Oh my goodness, is that real?
This is a real article. Oh, this really happened.
Was that like
what is this? This was in Sanford, Florida. What happened?
Last time I checked, Florida voted Trump.
I know.
Freedom of speech. Come on.
Freedom of speech.
Dude, you don't have any
freedom of speech.
And Trump will take care of it, all right?
Yeah, okay. There's so many things wrong with this. Like, okay, he's making a joke. Okay.
Maybe not a tactical joke.
He's making a political joke to a kid. That's what's wrong with it. They're not going to understand.
She's 10.
I wonder if she understood.
Do you think if he said Trump's on the naughty list, do you think the same thing would happen?
No, everyone would laugh. Like,
he would have been deported.
Trump's the president-elect, okay?
No, he just would have been tweeted about.
Nobody would have gotten mad.
No, he's been trolled on the internet. If someone complained, the same thing would have happened. All that matters is that the person complained. Okay,
hold on. But is this going to... Should he have to go to counseling and human resources because he made a political joke? No, you go to him and say, "Hey, man, probably not appropriate to make a political joke as charged as this election has been. Don't do that again."
So...
Give him a reprimand first. Don't remove him from his job. Yeah.
Maybe it was company policy. Maybe he knew beforehand that it's an apolitical...
Now,
company.
If they do have a political if they have a policy in place,
I don't know.
I know, but if they did, then I could understand that. If he broke the rules and went against what they had asked.
I don't think a mall, any Santa should ever bring in politics. That's the worst thing to bring. That's one of the worst things to talk about.
How about this? We didn't establish this. Was he a holiday Santa or a Christmas Santa?
Oh, shut up, James.
Someone commented, and no one suggested that, in fact, Santa Claus is the bigger lie. Being used to commercialize the Christian holy day. Yeah. So anyway,
the
whole world is.
And that was James.
And Santa Claus is not.
Yeah.
It's not what.
Can't then,
that statement. I don't want to get in trouble.
Oh yeah.
There's a
just in case there's some kid out here who doesn't realize Santa Claus is not coming this year.
Hey guys, I'm not gonna read the comments and just make me mad. Show me that
Santa isn't real.
What?
You weren't supposed to say that.
I don't care. You can hate me all you want.
People are gonna find you. They're gonna hate Chris.
It fuels me even more the more people hate me.
Okay,
I get energy out of it.
It gives me these dreams.
You need to get online then.
All right, yeah, you should be. Yeah,
I am the internet Twitter. Troll.
Internet troll.
Why aren't you on Twitter?
Because I got banned for life.
Okay, so
again,
it's time for goes the culture. If you're Mall Santa, just be kind to others. Don't say controversial things.
But
Mall Santas are funny. Like they try to be funny. Okay. All right.
Wait, they try to be funny?
Yeah, and then they fail.
How often do you go to a mall Santa?
Oh, you know, every day.
No,
so,
because there's a line that's like 5 minutes long. I'm not going to wait in line. I'm also like 24.
Especially when it gets there, it's like $1, right? $1.
Wait, why don't you wait in lines?
I hate lines.
I know, why, but why? What's the philosophy?
There's a chance that you might have to talk to someone in front or behind you.
Oh.
And that, I just don't want to deal with that pressure.
Okay, so it's not the fact that you don't want to stand there and waste time.
I just wish I could have a sign that says, I'm in
line,
but I don't
want to
talk, so don't look at me.
Did you need one of those helper dogs?
I just need to go in with like a cane
just act
or
like you're blind.
I'm like,
like you're blind, but people have like anxiety dogs.
Well, yeah, a lot of universities have anxiety dogs right now, and cats.
If you're standing in line and there's a giant German
Shepherd
in front of
you, in the long run, that's
going to
make my anxiety worse.
You're really going to stand very close to that person.
Wait, that's an anxiety dog? I was thinking like a little puppy, like you pet, and you're like, I'm freaking out.
I have an anxiety pen. That helps me.
Yeah.
Did anybody talk to you? Just turn around and go... just
be really
weird.
Yeah,
I mean, well, I mean, weird. I'm weird all the time, but people still like.
You're obviously
what's
not
up?
Weird enough.
If you like, if you just close one eye and like have your tongue hanging out, you're like,
and
hey.
Just yell out random.
I did
stuff.
Do that one college life. Had my tongue out, like
the
whole
in the
time.
Christmas story when he's waiting in line for Santa.
Yeah, man.
That kid just keeps turning around and smiling, super weird. At him.
It's like, wait, why are you in line for Santa? I'm like. Because I still believe.
All right. Pop Goes the Culture. Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, number one. It smoked everybody. Doctor Strange was number two. So Fantastic Beasts made $75 million. Doctor Strange was 17. Trolls was also 17. So
Doctor
they were
Strange
very close.
Had a big hit because it was at like 45 last week. So
well, yeah.
But it usually only cuts
Harry
in half,
Potter.
But this one, man.
Yeah, I think Harry
Who
Potter.
Who owns Harry Potter? Is that Disney?
Warner.
No. Warner Brothers.
And they
Disney,
don't
they're about to be on that
Universal?
$19 trillion market.
What is Universal?
Oh, I know.
What?
Universal did this one?
I thought they have a park.
Universal
Universal,
like, what? Is it the right? Do they have the rights?
There's
Harry Potter?
Different rights for different things.
Warner Brothers.
Because, like, even though Disney has Marvel, they don't have X-Men. And then they just got Spider-Man. Like, he was somewhere else. And then,
he was with Universal because Universal has all the Spider-Man rides. So what are they going to do? Take
I thought Sony had all the Spider-Man rides.
It was Sony.
But, well, yeah, Sony had Spider-Man. But then game licensing and book licensing and comic licensing and movie licensing is all different. And so, because I heard a story about the Lord of the Rings stuff. Like these people had, like Warner Brothers had the rights to the games, but they had them through the movies and not the books. And so they couldn't use anything from the books. And then, like, they had to base them on the movies, and, like, it was just, it's just, like, licensing stuff was really weird.
Yeah. What are they going to base it off the book? It's going to be just, like, a huge, long prose about how the hill is green. Is that what they're going to do? Because if you read his books...
They could have had, like, Tom Bombadil and stuff in
that
there.
That is the dumbest...
Oh, Tom Bombadil.
Tom Bombadil is, like, the dumbest part of the Lord of the
Rings. Tom Bombadil's
It doesn't even make any sense.
It's Tom Bombadil.
Like, listen to another podcast talking about that. Not today.
Okay. Talk about Tom Bombadil. Adrian, you put an article about Relevant Magazine. Do you want to talk about that now or
no?
Okay, we'll talk about it later. All right. Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. You've done episode 80. We are like killing it in a bad way. All right. So hey, have a great Thanksgiving. Eat lots of turkey. Be kind to others. Tell them why you're thankful for them. Be generally nice to everybody. Any final thoughts, anybody?
Give them you for Christmas.
Give them you for Christmas. All right.
For Thanksgiving, before going to consumerism, like, you just celebrate thanks, now you're going to go, like...
Go buy.
Stay home on Black Friday. Be safe.
Go out on Thursday when they have the better deals. Instead of going out on Black Friday. Cyber Monday. So, thanks for listening. I'm Chris.
I'm James.
Trevor.
Adrian.
And I'm Chuck.
And we'll see you next time. Fantastic Beasts and Magic.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's podcast Viewfinder. Just because we talk about a game, movie, book, show, or celebrity does not mean we endorse them or the product. So we want you to use discernment about what you take in. So look it up before you consume, and see you next time. Podcast Viewfinder.